Please welcome in our new sponsor, Underdog Fantasy. Go to underdogfantasy.com and you'll discover that Underdog Fantasy is the best and easiest place to play fantasy sports. Underdog Fantasy lets you draft a fantasy dream team in minutes. Sign up now with the code POWERTRIP and you'll double your first deposit up to $100 in bonus cash when you make your first deposit of $10 or more. That's right, deposit $100 and get $100 for free. Underdog keeps it simple with their easy-to-use website and mobile apps. Pick between 2 and 5 players to fill out your pick'em slip, get every pick right, and take home some cold, hard cash. Use that promo code POWERTRIP and get your first deposit doubled up by $100 by Underdog. That's underdogfantasy.com. Use the promo code POWERTRIP today.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
The upcoming presentation is a two-man power trip of wrestling podcast production.
Not too much you can do to top that last match. We'll certainly try. Special Delivery Jones in the ring from Philadelphia. SD listed at 238 pounds. We are anxiously awaiting the presence of his opponent, and this should be a sensational matchup, making his way to the ring now. Yes. There's a look. Rowdy Piper along with Dr. D. David Schultz, one of the toughest hombres to ever step foot into the square circle. David Schultz.
Feel good down the cotton field. We get that cotton.
David Schultz with commentary. And now, we'll lock up with Special Delivery Jones. And this is going to be quite a test indeed, perhaps the toughest yet, for David Schultz. We're just about ready for the action to commence.
For many years, perhaps not a working student, but I'm very curious. You've had an opportunity now to see Dr. David Schultz in action for a number of weeks. I'm very curious your thoughts about the man.
I think without a doubt, he would rank among the top contenders in professional wrestling today, with no exaggeration whatsoever. This man has proven his extraordinary wrestling skill, and you can he'll mix it up with you just about in any fashion you wish. Be it from a scientific basis or a roughhouse, and you just don't get any tougher than Dr. Schultz.
Side headlock right now. Good luck there. SD Special Delivery Jones into the ropes. Jones with a setup. Oh!
Block nicely executed now, and SD. Oh, not quite on, right back down to the canvas. Quick note from Bob Hamill from Harberson, Delaware. Writes, this letter concerns the incredible Hulk Hogan. Ever since he came back to the World Wrestling Federation and teamed with Bob Backlund, the theme Hulkamania has really hit me hard. I wish to congratulate Hulk Hogan on his World Wrestling Federation title victory in Madison Square Garden, and I hope his title reign will be a very long one. We thank you for your comments. Mr. Bob Hamill from Harbison, Delaware.
Well, Hulkamania indeed running rampant throughout the wrestling world. Action in progress. S.D. Jones, and perhaps one of the best big men in professional wrestling today, in the form of Dr. David Schultz.
Dr. D, as in destruction, David Schultz. I would suggest that's probably where he got the name. Would you conjure the guess how this man became known as Doctor? I would not think he has a doctorate degree, would you?
Well, not to the best of my knowledge. He is well-traveled, a veteran who has really come into his own over the past couple of years. And I think that in itself proves why he has arrived recently in the World Wrestling Federation. He is a highly opinionated individual. Now, with the guidance, the tutorship, the mentorship, if you will, of Rowdy Roddy Piper, I'm certain some high goals, some objectives are being set for the good doctor by his manager, by himself.
Here we see Piper, who is really looking on now and enjoying what he's seeing. Dr. David Schultz in total control. Elbow to the rib area. Backs off. Dr. D, another one now. SD to the rope. Down goes David Jones. SD coming at him again. Nice reversal. Nicely got by SD. Oh, a threat. Dr. D back up. We said this is going to be a tough matchup.
And indeed it is. This crowd really coming alive.
All of a sudden, Piper not so happy. Jones caught a boot right in the cushion. Jones backing off a little bit now. SD staying right on top of him. Whips him out of there and to the near side. SD picking up momentum. A big head of steam on the part of SD. Up in touch by David Jones. Just when you think you have David Jones where you want him, he can do a 180 on you.
Well, that headbutt obviously taking its toll. On Jones, oh, flying elbow to the side of the head that rocks. Special Delivery Jones to the canvas.
David Schultz now with pressure to lead and another forearm to the head. And Schultz, by going for the cover, gets two, and that's all he can get. Now, if Schultz allows SD to recuperate in the slightest bit, he's asking for big trouble. Again, the capacity crowd looking on. SD to the rope now. And off, and the elbow connects on this occasion. Cover again. One, two, and a kick out by SD.
And what a kick out indeed. Momentarily airborne, Dr. Schultz.
A scoop nose ball package out of two. Referee's out of position, though. Referee on the far side had his side around, and when he did, he missed it by a count, and that may have been the turning point in the match, but SD stays with it. Going downstairs, SD hammering away.
And Jones doing all of that from knee level, back on his feet. And Piper calling for timeout. I don't know what he thinks this is.
A concerned look on Piper's face. Bullets are going, that's why. And outside of the hardwood floor. And Jones. Oh, no, they brought him outside now. Buck, SD with a headbutt.
Elbow rocks. Jones getting back into the ring.
This a tough matchup. We saw battle. SD with the momentum at the moment.
This is a classic. I don't mind telling you.
SD back down to the canvas now. David Schultz going up. We've seen this before. Can he win? Yes, indeed, the elbow strikes this tournament. And that's all that's needed. Just like that.
Roddy Piper quick to get into the ring and congratulate his man.
Piper. And Dr. D, David Schultz, victorious. And you can see Schultz complaining of the blows to the head he received by SDG. Let's go back down to the replay. Here now, there's only one man that we have seen be able to do this. Leaping some 15 feet out, the elbow strikes the sternum area. And when you see that, you're going to see another victory for Dr. D, David Schultz. For the benefit of those of you who'd like to drop us a line, again, we wholeheartedly encourage you to write to us at this address, Wrestling Field Box 1538, Greenwich, Connecticut, 06836. We'll be back with more World Wrestling Federation action.
Hello and welcome to the latest Hogan Era podcast. I am your host, JP John Paz, right here on the two-man power trip of wrestling's podcasting empire, part of the TMPT feed. Each and every week here on the show, we're talking about some of the greatest matches, moments, and feuds of all time, all predicated in that one era from 1984 to 1993, known as the Hogan Era. Some people refer to it as the Golden Era. It is the era that made Vince McMahon into a retired multi-time billionaire. It is the era that launched so many superstars and superstardoms and so many fandoms as well. Not only are we talking about the immortal Hulk Hogan on this show, but we're also talking about the other greats like the Macho Man, Randy Savage, Andre the Giant, Sergeant Slaughter, the Ultimate Warrior, Rowdy, Piper, Mr. Wonderful, Paul Orndorff, King Kong Bundy, and the list goes on and on and on. The immortals of the wrestling business. Not only are we talking about them, we're also talking about some of the greatest tag teams of the era, some of the greatest intercontinental champions, some of the greatest gimmicks. Also talking about some bad tag teams, some bad gimmicks, and some enhancement talent, aka jobbers of the era. Today is kind of maybe in that vein as well. We're talking about the one and only SD Jones, Special Delivery Jones, if you will. If you look at his career, obviously, you know, he made a name for himself in NWA Hollywood. He was an NWA America's Tag Team Champion three times over. He was a USA Tag Team Champion with Tony Atlas. And, of course, a WWE Hall of Famer. Definitely a legend in his business. Had the LJN, so you know that he's an immortal. Well, not only did he have the LJN, he also had the alternate color LJN with different color shirt on. So he's really an immortal. It's just as far as any guys that has an LJN, they're automatically remembered. They go down in history, and it's one of those things where you'll just never forget those guys, no matter how much they lost on TV. Maybe they didn't wrestle as much on TV, but you're going to remember them. SD Jones obviously is going to be completely different than what I'm saying as far as not wrestling as much. He did wrestle a ton on TV. He just didn't get a lot of wins in the Hogan era, but obviously we'll go into it and go into his legendary run here in the World Wrestling Federation. Well over 2,000 matches in the WWF, which is pretty damn amazing. When you think about it, too, he had a couple years where he basically, this is pre-Hogan era, but where he wrestled 200 times a year, 300 times a year, over 300 times a year. Just absolutely remarkable. An Iron Man of sorts, just to be able to have so many of those matches, have the fans' attention, have people wanting to see him wrestle. Just pretty damn crazy and pretty damn amazing when you really just look at it in the grand scheme of things. All those guys from the Hogan era are very memorable, but obviously SD Jones definitely stood out. Just want to mention his debut in the WWWF was in Trenton, New Jersey, not too far away from my hometown. He lost to Nikolai Volkoff. That was April 25th, 1974. So that was his first match in the WWF. And just to kind of, before we get to obviously the closing, but his last match was in 1990. So, man, he wrestled in the WWF for over 16 years, basically. Maybe a little bit on and off, but, man, whew, just remarkable that he was able to wrestle in the WWF for that long. Now, when you want to talk about Hogan era and him coming back into it, not really coming back, but he was always there all the way through 1974, go through all the years, and we hit fast forward to 1984 when the Hogan era really begins, really January of 84. First match, loses to Tiger Chung Lee. Second match, him, Rocky Johnson, and Tony Atlas defeated the Wild Samoans, Afa, Sika, and Samula. Then on the 3rd of January, Championship Wrestling TV taping from Allentown, PA, Intercontinental title match, loses to the Magnificent Morocco. The following day, taping in Hamburg, PA, SD Jones and Steve Lombardi lost to Mr. Fuji and Tiger Chung Lee. But it's interesting, though. He's not, I mean, you could say, okay, there's a win there. There's a couple losses. Yes, he's losing to some bigger names. But when you really go through, he takes a loss to Iron Mike Sharp, who was, you know, not an enhancement guy in 84, by the way. But he takes a loss there. But then he beats Charlie Fulton, Jose Luis Rivera. Him and Tony Atlas defeated Fuji and Tiger Chung Lee via countout. He beat Tiger Chung Lee one-on-one. He beat Rene Goulet. He beat Tiger Chung Lee again, but he loses to Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff. 11-minute match, but he loses to Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff. Loses to Magnificent Morocco. Loses to Dr. D. David Schultz. Him and the Brooklyn Brawler Steve Lombardi lose to the Wild Samoans. He loses again to Paul Orndorff. Then Eddie Gilbert, SD Jones, and Tony Greer. 9-minute TV taping match. Lose to David Schultz, Paul Orndorff, and Rowdy Roddy Piper. All-Star Wrestling, 125-84. So, yes, obviously, you know, you got a bunch of losses in there, but you do have some wins as well. So he's not necessarily going to be like that big enhancement jobber guy that we've been talking about on this show, because he does have a ton of victories. But when you face a certain level of talent, when you start moving up the card and he's more of a mid-card or low-card guy, he's going to lose to Greg the Hammer Valentine, Dick Murdoch, Pat Patterson, Jesse Body Ventura, Dr. D. David Schultz again, Cowboy Bob Orton. But he is going to defeat Mr. Fuji, Tiger Chung Lee, Rene Goulet, Terry Daniels. Even when he teams up with Rocky Johnson, he's going to end up getting some wins over the Wild Samoans. So not too shabby there, losing to the top of the card and then obviously beating some of the bottom card. Interesting match, WWF on USA Network, 5/19/1984. Schultz, Orndorff, and Piper defeated Bobo Brazil, Rocky Johnson, and SD Jones in about 9 minutes and 30 seconds. So pretty stacked team there. And then obviously rematch again in Salisbury, Maryland. Schultz, Orndorff, Piper go over yet again. Very interesting. Then there's a taping of the Wild Samoans at the on the MSG networks. Afa, Samula, and Sika defeated Bobo Brazil, Rocky Johnson, and SD Jones. So interesting run there. Him and Jose Luis Rivera losing to the Moondogs on TV. Then him and Nick DiCarlo were losing to Adonis and Murdoch on TV as well. Even got some tag team title shots against Murdoch and Adonis, teaming up with Rocky Johnson, taking the loss, and then even teaming up with B. Brian Blair and taking the loss as well. As we roll into 1985, that's where we were kind of seeing, especially towards the end of 84, where SD Jones is on a bit of a losing streak, losing to Bob Orton, Ken Patera, Bobby the Brain Heenan, Buddy Rose, Bobby the Brain Heenan again on MSG, on television, Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff, Nikolai Volkoff, The Iron Sheik, Mr. Fuji, The Spoiler, Brutus the Barber Beefcake, Jesse the Body Ventura, Moondog Rex, Brutus the Barber Beefcake once again, Magnificent Morocco. So he's facing a bunch of losses. Let's get a win over Moondog Rex as well. But as we see, the wins are fewer and far between here for SD Jones. Loses to Bob Orton on TV, loses to Stud and Patera on TV as well, as we're building up to the biggest WrestleMania of all time, WrestleMania 1. Well, the first WrestleMania of all time, WrestleMania 1. And as everybody knows, 3/31/1985, the greatest event of all time, pay-per-view, Madison Square Garden, New York, New York, WrestleMania 1. King Kong Bundy defeated SD Jones in 25 seconds. A great squash, but it will forever be remembered because Bundy did that. And obviously, all building up Bundy for WrestleMania 2, where he got to fight Hulk Hogan in the cage and lose his WWF title match, but still building up towards the main event of WrestleMania 2 for Bundy. He gets the big win against SD Jones. When you look at it, and I talked to Bundy about this, and I don't know if a lot of people know this, but here's a nice little tidbit, nice little trivia for you. The match was supposed to be between 3 and 8 seconds, depending on how quick Bundy could squash him in the corner and pin him. Bundy said SD Jones didn't want to lose that quickly and didn't say anything to the agent or Vince or anything, but he just kind of wasted it. I know it's only 25 seconds, but he actually wasted about 17 seconds or so and kind of tried to avoid Bundy a little bit so he didn't get squashed as quick as they asked him to. Never got heated for it, never got in any trouble, and Bundy was just kind of laughed it off. But I don't know if a lot of people realized it, and I didn't even realize it either until Bundy told me that, because he didn't want to get jobbed out in 3 to 8 seconds, basically. So I was like, wow, that's amazing. But he ended up lasting 25 seconds. That record, of course, broken by Kane and Chavo Guerrero, and Kane defeated him in, I believe it was 11 seconds at WrestleMania 24. So broken that record of the fastest match. I know there was a quick one with Joe and Mysterio, and the Mysterio and JBL as well, that were just real quick matches as far as WrestleMania history is concerned. Like I said, a bit of an Iron Man. In 1984, he did wrestle 305 matches. Pretty amazing to look at it. But as we're in 1985 here, he is going to start losing pretty much most of his match. I think that's what everybody kind of remembers of SD Jones losing so much. But from 74 to 84, that's 10 strong years there, not jobbing too much, only to the top guys in the World Wrestling Federation. He does get some wins here and there over certain guys, but he faces Macho Man and Terry Funk and The Missing Link and Bruce Beefcake again and Bret the Hitman Hart and Big John Studd, and he's facing all those guys and having big losses to them as well. Terry Funk, but he is getting wins over Big Ron Shaw, Terry Gibbs, The Gladiator, and so on, but losing to Hercules, Adrian Adonis, again, Terry Funk, The Iron Sheik, King Tonga, Iron Mike Sharp. I mean, a bunch of losses as well. As we head into into 1986, he is obviously still a fixture, still being used a lot, still on television a lot. But, you know, you can kind of forget about maybe him being a part of some of the big shows and some of the big pay-per-views, if you will, as 1986 forms, because he is a part of Saturday Night's Main Event number 6, but he's in a dark match, losing to Iron Mike Sharp. He's in a bunch of TV matches, taking a bunch of losses. He is not as much, you know, a part of the fixture, if you will, of television, but they will occasionally give him wins over guys like Tommy Sharp, Jack Armstrong, Stephen Lombardi, the Brooklyn Brawler, Steve Regal, Barry O. Then on 10/20/1986, MSG Network, he gets a 9-minute, 30-second match. He defeated Moondog Spot. So sometimes, you know, they'll throw him a bone, he'll get some wins, he'll beat Lanny Poffo a few times. But then, obviously, when he's on TV facing Macho Man or Adrian Adonis, he is taking the loss. Got a bunch of house show wins over Jack Kruger and Barry O. Finally getting a win back over Iron Mike Sharp, defeats Jose Luis Rivera before, and also Jesse Cortez and the Brooklyn Brawler, before losing to Kamala, the Honky Tonk Man, Butch Reed, and a bunch, and Ron Bass, and obviously a bunch of others, including Dino Bravo, as we roll into 1987. Yes, still there in 1987, still on TV a lot, still on a lot of the house shows as well. So he's still an intricate part of the show. He's still a fixture, defeating the Duke of Dorchester, Pete Doherty, a bunch of times, even in his hometown of Boston. SD Jones, the man from Antigua, is getting the win. Him and Paul Roma lose to the Demolition, Axe and Smash in 1987. Him and Frankie DeFalco lose to the Islanders in 1987, but he gets a ton of wins on house shows against the Shadow, the Brooklyn Brawler, Stephen Lombardi, a bunch over Tiger Chung Lee in a row on house shows. So, you know, it's not all bad for SD Jones. Defeats Iron Mike Sharp, defeats the Red Demon, defeated the Brooklyn Brawler, defeated the Shadows, defeated Brad Riggins before losing to Rick Rude on television. Takes a loss to Sika, but then defeats Frenchie Martin on a bunch of house shows, as well as Terry Gibbs. Loses to the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase, as we head into 1988. And yes, he is still there, believe it or not. Actually, before that, I just want to mention King of the Ring 1987, which was a house show on 9/4/87 from Providence, Rhode Island. In the first round, he actually defeated Sika in 6 minutes to move on. In the quarterfinal, he loses to King Kong Bundy. The winner of that King of the Ring, of course, is the Macho Man Randy Savage, defeating King Kong Bundy in 13 minutes to win it all there in the King of the Ring. Then on Wrestling Challenge 56, a very interesting tag team. Outback Jack and SD Jones lose to Axe and Smash, the Demolition. Then On Superstars 55, SD Jones and Sonny Rogers lose to the Hart Foundation. He takes a loss to Killer Khan before beating Tiger Chung Lee and the Brooklyn Brawler a bunch of times as well. Loses to Rick Rude. Loses to Dino Bravo, Greg Valentine, Boris Zukov, Nikolai Volkov on a bunch of shows. Loses to the Islanders. Loses to Frenchie Martin, but does get a bunch of victories over Billy Anderson and the Brooklyn Brawler as well. Him and Lanny Poffo lose to Butch Reed and the One Man Gang. He takes a loss to Dino Bravo. And as we roll into 88, he's losing to the Hart Foundation, Iron Mike Sharp, the Bolsheviks, Dino Bravo, the Heenan family, and a bunch of others as well before getting some wins over Johnny V, George Skolin, but then takes a bunch of losses like to Pete Doherty, the Conquistador, Ted DiBiase, the Fabulous Ruggiero Brothers, the Hart Foundation, the Big Boss Man, King Haku, Terry Taylor, Mr. Perfect, Kurt Hennig, and the list kind of going on there, including Akeem and Dino Bravo. Interesting to note, on 8/13/1988, Mr. Perfect, Kurt Hennig on the Z Channel, which is the TV taping from Los Angeles Memorial Sports Arena in Los Angeles, California. Hennig defeated SD Jones 13-minute match. So long match there for SD Jones. Despite all those losses, they are giving him a decent amount of time in the ring for sure. So his last match in 88 is 12-4-88, losing to King Haku in Springfield, Mass. He's gone in all of 89, comes back in 1990, loses to the Genius on house shows in Boston and Landover, Maryland. Then a part of Superstars taping 212. Him and J.D. Wolf lose to Power and Glory on Wrestling Challenge 215, Reno Riggins, and SD Jones lose to the Rhythm and Blues of Greg the Hammer Valentine and the Honky Tonk Man. And then finally, his last match in the WWF 10/19/1990, Iron Mike Sharp defeated SD Jones in 11 minutes. Wow, 11 minutes, WWF MSG Network on Madison Square Garden TV taping from New York, New York. Nice win there for Iron Mike Sharp. But that is the last match for SD Jones in the WWF, and obviously the end of it during the Hogan era as well. So quite a run, 16 plus years in the World Wrestling Federation. Yes, enhancement guy, probably in the latter stages, but early days, SD Jones, definitely not. Definitely an absolute legend in the business, and not only one LJN, but two. So pretty amazing for the man from Antigua. Let's wrap this bad boy up and hit the plugs. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Two Man Power Trip. Check out the website, tmptempire.com. Go to Patreon, patreon.com/tmptempire for more. Also go to TeePublic, tpublic.com/store/tmpt, and get your Hogan Era t-shirt today. Thank you everybody out there for listening. See you right back here next time for the Hogan Era Podcast. We'll see you next week, folks. This has been a John Paz Power Trip production in conjunction with the Two Man Power Trip of Wrestling. You could follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Two Man Power Trip. You could check us out on Facebook. You could subscribe on YouTube. You can go to patreon.com/tmptempire to become a patron. And also check out the website, tmptempire.com. And buy a shirt at prowrestlingtees.com. Two Man Power Trip, where the power lies, brother. Please welcome in our new sponsor, Underdog Fantasy. Go to underdogfantasy.com and you'll discover that Underdog Fantasy is the best and easiest place to play fantasy sports. Underdog Fantasy lets you draft a fantasy dream team in minutes. Sign up now with the code POWERTRIP and you'll double your first deposit up to $100 in bonus cash when you make your first deposit of $10 or more. That's right, deposit $100 and get $100 for free. Underdog keeps it simple with their easy-to-use website and mobile apps. Pick between 2 and 5 players to fill out your pick'em slip, get every pick right, and take home some cold hard cash. Use that promo code POWERTRIP and get your first deposit doubled up by $100 by Underdog. That's underdogfantasy.com. Use the promo code POWERTRIP today.
Antigua in the West Indies, weighing in at 258 pounds, SD Jones. And his opponent from Brooklyn, New York, weighing 238 pounds, Steve Lombardi.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Beantown, and welcome to the Boston Garden Gorilla Monsoon here at ringside, joined by my good friend and colleague and his lordship, Alfred Hayes. They're out in force in Beantown.
They certainly are. They're showing the same really heated enthusiasm that they've always shown for any sporting event that's ever been held in this particular hall.
Boy, that's for sure. All you got to do is take a look up at this ceiling here in this Boston Gardens and see all these banners hanging that just show how great the Boston teams have been over the years, the Celtics, and of course, there's too many to count up there. You know?
Absolutely.
Championship banners.
Yes, I think it also reflects on the way that these people here have supported those teams and their sportsmen. You can't achieve greatness without support from your fans either.
Absolutely not. Special Delivery Jones starting it off here with Steve Lombardi, protege, graduate of the Terry Garvin School of Self-Defense.
Yes. I believe Garvin has come here especially tonight to watch Lombardi. And
I did see him in the locker room area earlier on.
Yes.
Look out. SD got rid of him. Shoulder block. Nicely executed. Drop down. Lombardi over the top. Beautiful hip lock by SD.
I like that. There was a lot of conservation of energy by SD there. He just stood in the middle of the ring and controlled everything.
Sure did. Well, of course, experience-wise, Special Delivery Jones been in the ring quite a few years more than Steve Lombardi.
Yes, he has, and Lombardi is showing a lot of that youth at the moment, but with it, of course, is a tinge of inexperience. And he does rush into things a little haphazardly.
He rushed right into that backdrop, and now he's rushing out, perhaps looking for the concession area.
SD Jones rather likes the position he finds himself in right now, standing in the middle of the ring, and he's taken control of this bout, and Lombardi's out there trying to regroup, and it's only the first few moments.
Special Delivery Jones, protege out of Antigua, now making his home in Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love.
Yes, it's... It is a city of brotherly love, but I don't think SD Jones is showing too much love for young Steve Lombardi. Lombardi has chalked up one or two good victories recently, though.
He has. I must have missed those. Was I away? Was
well,
I ill? Or
I think it was on the B circuit.
Ah, okay.
Where you very seldom, ever, if ever, appear.
Can't be everywhere, unfortunately. Look out, Lombardi off, nice leapfrog. Jones turned around right into a clothesline.
Well, that really surprised me. That was a good move by Lombardi. Put the brakes on off that leapfrog and really took Jones by surprise.
Plants one right in the lower abdomen area. I think SD might have made a mistake in this, preparing himself for this particular matchup, your lordship, because he didn't bother to break a sweat in the dressing room.
No, and another thing, he may have underestimated Lombardi, because Lombardi's obviously made some progress. I don't say he's made tremendous strides, but he has made some progress, and that was a sign of it there, where he came under that leapfrog and stopped.
Sure was. Handful of hair takes Special Delivery down to the canvas. Referee questioning him here.
A little bit of a sloppy cover there by Lombardi, but he was prepared for any move by SD Jones. He really didn't have that headlock clamped on to the full extent.
SD trying to get back to his feet here and sort of alleviate that down. Oh, look at that power. Just scooped him up like a rag doll. Places him on a top turnbuckle, but gets a finger in the eye before he can do anything about it. Lombardi didn't know what to think about that kind of power.
I think that really shocked him too. And now he's taken to some sort of offensive actions that he thinks could land him in a better position.
Lombardi in control of this one right at this particular point in time. Look out. rake of the eyes along the top rope. Referee right on his case. Look at this now, blatant right in front of the referee.
Well, that's his inexperience, because he's really courting with disaster now. If he's disqualified, he gets no money at all.
Absolutely not. They go home empty.
And that's not going to help his cause either, arguing with the referee.
One argument, you never win, your lordship.
No.
Of course, the referee has at his discretion any moment he could disqualify the man. Another nice clothesline. But Lombardi wastes so much time after he does an effective move.
Yeah.
Hooks the leg now, tries to hold him down, but no, ST too powerful to stay down in that one.
You're right, Gorilla. He really took his time with that one. He was trying to sort of flaunt his mastery, and yet he wasn't really mastering SD Jones.
Well, Lombardi looks like he might have met up with Brutus the Barber Beefcake. Got sort of a strange haircut there.
Yes.
I don't imagine anybody would pay for something like that. Of course, Brutai will oblige you for free.
Maybe.
Lombardi over the top. Look at this. Once again, SD rolling back and forth here. Lombardi outsmarted him with that particular move, caught him right in the sternum with the point of the boot.
Yes, I think Jones thought he had Lombardi going there, whereas it was the other way around. Lombardi just waited for that opportunity. Now he's definitely taking control of this match.
Another choke, whoa.
One, two, three, break down, watch
the choke. Oh, now he's choking and fighting at the same time.
Watch it.
I'm afraid those tactics are not going to endear himself to anybody in particular. And the referee is watching him ultra carefully now. He may be disqualified at any moment.
SD starting to fight fire with fire here. Got another thumb in the eye. I don't care how big or powerful you are. Somebody sticks a finger in your eye, forget about it. That's a mistake. He didn't do his homework.
And once again, taking his time, and this could be a tragic situation for him.
SD now just measured him with that left uppercut.
This has developed into a battle of fisticuffs here, Gorilla. Not too many wrestling holds right at this particular moment.
It's a barnyard brawl now. Big roundhouse left by Special Delivery, who is indeed a southpaw.
Yes, and Lombardi's got nobody else to thank for this situation. It's only he who has brought this upon himself. You can't mix that type of match with SD Jones, because he is a tough, powerful, and very, very aggressive opponent to be against in the ring.
Well, I'm sure Lombardi is giving it his all, because as we said earlier on, that Terry Garvin indeed was watching this match live. Oh, there's a nice block there. Got the shoulders down, but couldn't hold it.
I don't think Garvin's going to be awfully impressed with this, Gorilla.
I don't think so
either.
This
is back to the drawing board, or back to the gymnasium.
Small package right in the center of the ring. Oh, he caught him. He caught Special Delivery Jones with a small package. It really shocked everyone inside this Boston Garden.
Oh, what a shock that was.
Let's go up and get the official word.
The winner of this bout, Steve Lombardi.
Steve Lombardi with a surprise victory. Here it comes. Take a look at it. Look at this. Stepped right down, hooked both legs.